Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to discuss how to work for and with friends. Mm-hmm. We'll start with a question from one of our listeners who's just been hired by a longtime friend to work with his firm. During the second segment, we'll come back and discuss pluses and minuses of working with friends.
Oh, yeah. Working for or with a friend can be ever so challenging, especially if they do business in a way that you're not crazy about.
Or, you know how crazy your friends are, so, it comes up.
I hope our listeners would send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's the question?
I have a really good friend who I went to college with. We've stayed friends for many years. Recently, he hired me to work as a designer for his marketing firm. It's a great opportunity, but I'm concerned about working for a friend. How do I turn this personal relationship into a professional one and keep the personal relationship intact without burning any bridges?
Very carefully. This is really a hard one. This is not easy. But
no.
So there's a couple of problems. The first is I think that you even have to work harder because, first of all, other people are watching. And you don't want it to look like you're trying to get away with anything because you have a friendly relationship. So I think you have to work really hard at being really on top of your game as a professional.
Yeah. I mean, I think a couple of things. One is that it's probably important to discuss this before you even consider working for the person about how will this affect our relationship, and also how can we clearly define the roles that you're going to play and I'm going to play going in, because it's going to change. In this case, the person's working for their friend, so the power structure is different, right?
Yeah.
So that has to be acknowledged, I think.
Yeah. All right. So you go in and you discuss it and say, how are we going to keep the personal out of here?
Yeah. How do we maintain a personal relationship, but make sure that in this professional relationship, it's clearly defined the roles and expectations?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the starter.
Right. So that it's professional. But you see, I think there you have a shorter fuse with your friends than you're doing. Right. Because like, you know, everything.
Yeah.
You know what's wrong with them. So as soon as you start to see them be who they are, I just think that's one of the problems with it.
Right. Yes. So you have to do a lot of self-management, I think.
Right. I work with a lot of my friends and I'm just pretty clear about, you know, what the expectation is. And, you know, I actually feel I have to reel it in sometimes because, you know, you want to get personal, but you really shouldn't until maybe later. So you keep bringing it back and keeping it on track.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now you mentioned another thing that's very important, which is the optics matter. Like
yeah,
if you're
that's right.
working for your friend and you're hanging out and chummy with that person and, you know, looking like you're always having a good time and that you really should be at a bar together, that's not good for the company.
Right, but I think other people will assume that, you know, you have a better deal, maybe you're making more
favorite.
Money. Yeah, that you're a favorite and that you're never going to lose the job because you have this friend thing.
Yeah.
So I think you have to really be extra professional when, you know, that dynamic is there. So how do you not burn the bridge? You can actually say it. I think you can say, you know, I'm going to be really professional while we're here. We can, you know, we can hang out on the weekend and not talk about work. Maybe you have to make that clear distinction.
Yes, I think it's all about boundaries. And and it'll be challenging. Like you said, if your friend makes a decision that you think is not necessarily a great one, and you know this person, let's say from the past, has been, let's say they were spacey at school. Being self-referential, but let's say you know that about
me. Okay.
Let's say you know that about me. But let's say you know some of their idiosyncrasies, then what do you do? Are you going to point those out and say, oh gosh, you know, you don't really mean that, or you haven't really thought this through? You have to be really careful, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem I have with friends, because I'll see patterns emerging. I'll go, oh, you know, this is just what you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so here it is.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, the beauty about working with people you don't know in the workplace is that you don't have all those judgments. You don't have all the preconceived notions,
yeah,
because you don't really know that their house is dirty or, you know, or that they, you know, kick your dog or they don't get along with your kids. You don't really know anything.
Right. That's right.
So it's better. You just see them as professionals and,
yeah,
you know.
On the other hand, if it's a very good friendship, if you have a lot of respect between each other, then that could be a plus, mm-hmm, potentially.
Mm-hmm. It could. It can work out really well. But I think you have to be very clear that when you're working, that this is your work behavior and this, yeah, is the work relationship. And that's the way it's going to be. Yeah, I think you got to be really clear about that.
Your, like, face.
I think you have to not joke as much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to really keep it professional and, yeah, not get personal during the day. I mean, if it starts to emerge, then I think you have to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I think that's right. So it's a degree of censorship. I was thinking, and I know I use this analogy too much, but it's kind of like dating someone who you work with, right? You don't want.
Oh, no, that's a whole other story. Once you bring sex in, there's a whole other thing going on.
Right, but if that were happening, you would have to be super clear about the professional relationship, professional boundaries. I mean, sometimes it is happening in private, right? And so when you're in the workplace, you have to be really clear about not telling, not giving away.
And I also think you have to refrain from talking about work when you're in a person and when you're, you know, you're in having the friendship piece.
Right.
Because then that's breaking a boundary. And say, you know, all right, well, let's catch up on Monday in the office about that.
Right.
Like, don't let that take over. And that could be hard.
Yeah. I think just one other thing that I would add is that it's important. Friendship behavior is different from workplace behavior. And when we talk about, for example, cultures, your friend may have different, very different business practices from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of the things you have to go in, mm-hmm, is looking to see what those may be.
Right. And you may not have known that.
That's right.
You can be good, mm-hmm, friends with someone for a long time, but you didn't know what they were like at work.
Yes.
And you may not like it.
Yeah. Well, remember years ago we worked with a fellow who partnered with a friend who he shared a house at Fire Ireland,
right,
with. And they did very well on the beach. You know,
that was mostly because they were smoking pot. So I think they were high together, drinking.
Exactly. So they did well in that form, mm-hmm, but they did not do so well on the business together.
Yeah, they, mm-hmm, had completely different ideas of what this restaurant bar they had should be like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember once he came here and he said the guy wanted potpourri in the bathroom. And he thought that was defining their differences. And, you know, I thought about it for a long time. It does sort of define,
yeah,
the fact that you have such different styles,
right,
yeah,
of the way you want that business to smell and look. It's just so completely different.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So we're saying, on the one hand, you want to define the terms, set clear goals and expectations. Kathy, you successfully have worked with friends by doing that, by being very clear about what you're each going to do and what the expectations are.
Yeah. I just stay very, very professional and deliver.
Right.
And then that's it.
Right. And then outside of the work situation, you can maintain the personal relationship. But we're saying inside the work relationship, trying not to be very personal with each other.
Yeah, no one should really know that you're friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That'll be tricky.
Right. Well, no, I don't know. It doesn't have to be. I mean, you can be fond. You know, we always say be friendly, don't be friends with people at work. So now you're friends with somebody.
Yeah.
You're subjected to all of the issues that come up.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful.
And I want to say the other thing, for example, in this case, because this individual is working for his former college friend or roommate, whatever it was, you have to be ready to have the uncomfortable feeling of being held accountable, possibly, mm-hmm, reprimanded about something, right? And that's, mm-hmm, that's not going to feel good the first time around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because if you were friends and somebody wanted to tell you you did something wrong, they would smack you on the back. Like, they would make a joke of it.
Right.
But in the workplace, it may be delivered in a different place.
Exactly.
A different way, rather, that doesn't feel as good. And you right. have to respect it, as this is the person that manages me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it can work. I mean, I have a lot of clients that are friends. Of course, I don't work with them day in and day out, but some of my clients become my friends
yeah. mm-hmm.
after many years, and some were my friends, and
yeah.
I try to keep it really, really professional.
Yeah, well, I think then part of probably why that works is that it turns out that who they are personally is similar to who they are in business for the most part, and that's a good match for you. And so I guess just the final caveat is to really be open and see what are this person's business practices. How are they professionally? How are they with time? How are they with following through on their word? How are they in terms of delivering work? How are they with details? And how are they as a manager?
Yeah.
Lots to consider.
Yeah. Now we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2. That's A-S-K-K and the number 2.
And if you want to get onto our email list, you can now text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. That's at 22828 My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing the pluses and minuses of working with friends. Now, one of the things we are always saying here is to be friendly at work, but not friends.
Yes, we are.
And right. How many times have we said that? And I after all of my years in the workplace, I made one really good friend very early on, Christine. And mm-hmm. she is still my very good friend
yeah.
so many years later. But I don't even remember the others. I know I had a good time with a lot of them. I mean, you don't really, you know, you think you make a lot of good friends, but I think people get very close because maybe it's a crappy environment and there's bullying going on. There's a lot of reason why people bond mm-hmm. in the workplace. Yeah. That doesn't mean they're friends.
Well, yes, and I think it's also developmental that when that it's very common to make good friends your first or second or third job because you're usually younger and you are hanging out more and you may spend long hours together at the office mm-hmm. and then you may go out socially afterwards or mm-hmm. socially in other ways. So I think it happens almost naturally in the early stages of one's career. It can happen.
Right. But I think, you know, as you're progressing in your career, you have to be careful. So I'm working with these two young ladies. They're both very, very smart PhDs, but
yeah.
they're in their late 30s. And they, the one who's made all of her coworkers her really good friends, now she's their manager.
Uh-huh.
It's an issue, whereas the other one knew.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She just sort of knew, and she's a better manager. And
yeah.
people respect her more, and the other one is really struggling. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful because you're going to make friends at work, and then you may progress quicker than them, and you
right.
may manage
right.
them, and then that's going to be a problem. But so let's just say working with – well, so that's the big problem.
Right, right, right.
Is when you're promoted and you now have to manage the person who's your friend who you
well, and
drink
you
with.
You may suddenly mm-hmm. discover – things about that friend that you hadn't before.
Well, you have a different view now of their
yes,
work,
yes.
whereas you thought it was okay, but now you got to turn it in.
Right.
And it's a reflection of you.
Or you may have enjoyed their sassy sense of humor, and now you don't appreciate their sarcasm when you're trying to
right.
manage them.
Or they
right.
made fun of management, and you enjoyed that, and now you are the manager that they make fun
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
Yeah, that could happen. But let's say you actually recommend that a friend be hired into your company. Yes. So that's another way a friend could come into work, or you knew them maybe from somewhere else and they got hired. I think you have to be really careful, because friends will share a lot of confidential information, you know, like who doesn't want a dish? Oh, you don't. I forgot. Catherine doesn't want a dish, but most of us.
I could dish if I wanted to.
Oh, no, really? When was the last time you dished?
It's been a while. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. Okay.
You never dish with me. So. She dished with you, Logan?
No.
Yeah, she doesn't dish. So anyway, but anyone here wants to dish, just call me. I love to.
Her number is.
When she's not on the no gossip diet, in which case.
Which I'm not on currently. Anyway, but so you have to be careful. I think that's another problem with working with friends is that you may know something, you may have some confidential information that then you can't tell them.
Yes.
And you have to know that boundary.
No,
or
it's
maybe
true.
You discover, you know that they're not going to get a salary increase, or you know that, you know, they may get shoved in a different department. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things you could find out.
Well, the other thing I think that happens that I've certainly seen with my clients is that the friend, if you're in a similar, say, level in a company, you suddenly become competitors with each other.
Yeah, that can happen.
And so you see this whole different side of your friend that you wouldn't have ever discovered, certainly, if you were working together. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, if you weren't working together. But now you've got to contend with it, where there may be some jealousy, there may be some a little backstabbing every so often, or some jockeying for position and for popularity, and that can be really uncomfortable.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've had this series of clients who've expressed that kind of experience.
So we've mostly said the minuses.
I was just going to say, are there any pluses to working with a friend or starting a business with a friend?
Yeah, and they're kind of the same thing, but the flip side of it, which is you may find out some confidential information that really helps you, but you know, the person ended up telling you, but you needed to know, you know, your department's going to be eliminated. You got a heads up. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, but you can also get that if you're friendly from people that you're close with or have a good relationship with. But I also think that, you know, and we all need a comedy break at work. So it's nice to have a fun friend.
Well, also there can be friends with whom you do share similar work ethics, work practices.
Right.
And I know for us, in terms of when we talk to people who have truly close friends at work, that there's a degree of trust and respect that's really profound. Mm-hmm. So that can happen. I guess we're talking more about the downside just because that's a more slippery slope.
Sure.
And we would love it that people have the experience of true trust and also that the person holds your confidences, doesn't spread them around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also remember with Christine in the early days that we would back one another. Let's say she got sick, she would say, do me a favor and go and do this for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, she would help out with me. Oh, I forgot to, you know, do this. Can you take care of it?
Yeah.
And so we would really help each other out in ways that, you know, who else are you going to ask, you know?
Right.
Right. Right.
That's right. Right. So when you establish that bond of trust and you trust their work product, which I think is what your experience was with Christine and certainly has been my experience in a number of situations, then the friendship is really a helpful one. It's hard to know which way it's going to roll.
Right.
Yeah. And if it's a relationship where there's no competition, so that you're truly happy for one another when you get promoted, because you know your time is coming, that's a good friendship.
Yes. Logan, have you had some friendship workplace relationships?
I've only had one.
And
we're still in contact with each other, and everybody else is kind of like filtered out through the years. Yeah. But I guess it was a very similar situation with you and your friend. We kind of backed each other up and had similar work ethics.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially under stressful conditions.
Right.
That can be.
Right.
Because you get to look at each other like, did you hear that? Are you?
Right.
That can be helpful.
Yeah. I think we had pretty good boundaries when I remember, you know, we always cared about each other, but I think we had the ability to not talk about work. We lived together for a while. We had the ability to not talk about it.
Right.
We'd go home and that would be the last thing we'd want to talk about.
Right.
All right. So the pluses we're saying is if you have a friend who you trust, whose work practices you also trust and who can back you and you can back them, that's a big plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then the minuses are just have to do with competition, them talking about you
jealousy.
Or giving away information about you or behaving in too familiar a way towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And others, Kathy, it looked like you had some other ideas.
Well, I think the jealousy.
Yeah.
If you start to do better than them and that becomes a problem, that could hurt the friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the part where we talk about this a lot, that the workplace is a competitive environment. And so that's where it changes the dynamics of a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just have to be willing to risk that and see hopeful that you both can compete in a fair and attractive way.
Right.
But it doesn't always go down that way.
Friendly, not friends.
Yes.
Friendly, not friends.
That's our motto.
All right, so tweet us your stories about friends and work to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.